Welcome to Tovari Mecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Hofheimer, and today we will be studying Sefer Yeshayahu, Perek 16. In the last perek, we learned how Ashur would destroy Moab. This perek discusses their history and what will happen to them in more detail. As we said in the last perek, Moab's relationship with the Jewish people was always one of hatred and jealousy. They attacked when possible, even though the Jews would not have started up with them. During the time of Ahav, Moab paid a heavy tribute to the kingdom of Israel. Their ruler, Mishaiah, sent 120,000 sheep as a tax. When Ahav died, they stopped sending this tribute. Later, Moab's relationship with Israel continued to deteriorate. When Israel was being exiled, Moab refused them refuge, hoping to speed their exile so they could take back the lands that originally had belonged to them. Yeshayahu wants Moab to know that they should make different decisions if they want to survive the attack from Ashur. When the time comes, they should help Yisrael and ally themselves with Yehuda and Chizkiyahu, who is a tzaddik. They should send Chizkiyahu their animal tribute that they had sent to Yisrael in the past. Pasuk 1, Shilchu Char Moshel Eretz, send sheep, ruler of the lands of Moab, Misela Midbara, from Sela in the wilderness, which was the capital city of Moab, where they would send their tribute from, El Har Bas-Sion, to the Mount of Sion, which was the capital of Yehuda. Moab is not going to agree to this, as they do not want to belittle themselves to Yehuda, who they view as the inferior kingdom. Because they will not compromise and reach out to Yehuda, they will end up wandering in exile. They will be like Pasuk 2, Ke'of Noded Kein Mishulach, like a wandering bird as a scattered nest. They will have no place to rest. The Pasuk says explicitly that this wandering will be done by Benos Moab, the daughters of Moab. Mishpatzot Zahav says that the Pasuk is tying their punishment to their behavior. While the Jewish people were in the desert with Moshe, Moab sent their daughters out to seduce the men of Bnei Israel so they could sin and lose divine protection. As a punishment, now their daughters would be sent away as wanderers without protection. Yeshayahu gives Moab another piece of advice how to escape and survive Ashur. He tells them to Shisi Chalayel Tzilech Besoch Tzaharayim, make your shadow as it is in the night in the middle of the noonday. Just like a shadow is not visible at night, they should make themselves scarce during the day. They should avoid confrontation with Sancheirev. Instead of fighting or ganging up on Yehuda and Israel, they should decide to Satri Nidachim, Noded Al Tegali, hide those who are being outcast. Don't betray and reveal the fugitive. The Radak explains that Moab refused to hide the fleeing refugees when the 10 tribes were fleeing from Tiglath-Pileser from Ashur. Moab should have hidden them. Rashi says this pasuk applies to the future. During the times when the Jews will flee Nebuchadnezzar, Moab should hide the Jews and not betray them. In both historical instances, Moab betrayed the escaping Jews, which led to their own destruction. Moab should, Pasuk 4, Yaguru vach nidachai, let my exiles live with you. Moab hevi seser lamo mipnei shodeid, become a hiding place for them from before the plunderer. Moab does not plan to take refugees, as he is calculating that in a battle between Yehuda and Ashur, Ashur will win, as he has won so many battles. This might be the correct formula for other nations, but for the nation of Hashem, this is not the case. Pasuk 5, V'huchan b'chesed kisei, and the throne shall be established through chesed loving-kindness. V'yashav alav be'emes bohel David, and one will sit upon it in truth in the tent of David, who will sit shofet v'dorish mishpat, one who judges and demands justice, u'mihir tzedek, and performs righteousness. Chizkiyahu will defeat Sancheirev, and it is his throne that will be established. His victory is not based on his strength, but because of the chesed and emes, the kindness and truth that he embodies. Chesed and emes brings Hashem's blessings to the Jewish people, as we've said before. Chizkiyahu could have been Mashiach. Mashiach will make chesed and emes a priority, as these two character traits end most of the unnecessary suffering in the world. When people help others more than they need and act with integrity, life is more peaceful. Had Moab been smart, they would have served Yehuda until Sancheirev had been defeated. But Moab wasn't smart, because, as we have seen with so many others, they were arrogant. Quoting the neighbors of Moab, Pasuk 6, Shamanu Gaon Moab, Gabe Ma'od. We have heard the pride of Moab. He is very proud. Moab was known to be arrogant, and one of the biggest signs of arrogance was how easily it lost its temper against his neighbors. Moab's arrogance means that after they are destroyed and punished, no one else will care enough about them to try to help them. All the other nations do not want them around. All Moab thought of was themselves, so they had no allies or friends. They will need to mourn for themselves, as everyone else will not care what happens to them. Pasuk 7, Lachin, therefore, Yelil Moav Lemoav. Moav is going to be the only ones who are wailing for Moav. Kulo Yelil. Everyone will wail. The Midrash on Eicha describes how this arrogance manifested itself when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Once Bavel breached the Yerushalayim, Moav and Ammon went into the Beis HaMikdash to the Kodesh Kedashim and removed the Kruvim, the figures that were on top of the Aron. They paraded the Kruvim around as if to say that even the Jews have graven images and idols in their Holy of Holies. Hashem heard this arrogance and decreed that the nations of Ammon and Moab would be destroyed, like Sodom and Amorah. As a nation, over the course of history, Moab never tried to build themselves up. They always just tried to bring the Jewish people down. The Shem Mishmuel says that although Moab was arrogant and born from sin, they served an important purpose for the Jewish people. The Jewish people are known to be compassionate, shy, and kind. It is hard to establish a government with these traits. David HaMelech inherited a bit of arrogance from his great-grandmother Rus and incorporated it correctly into his personality so that he could effectively rule the nation. Once that character trait was transferred, the nation had contributed what was needed to the Jewish people. Moab chose not to be part of the future of the world with their behavior and were therefore destroyed. Moab does not listen to the advice that Yeshayahu has offered them. The Ma'am Loi says that Moab wouldn't ally themselves with Yehuda for three reasons. First, they were overly confident in themselves that they could protect themselves. Second, they had too much arrogance to submit to Chizkiyahu and Yehuda, which was a rather small kingdom and lacked prominence. And third, they also hated the Jewish nation so much that they would rather see both destroyed than help them. The next few psukim reiterate many of the themes and ideas from the previous perek as to what will happen to Moab. The Navi once again lists the city of Moab and how they will be harmed both in terms of the people and the agriculture. He says, Pasuk 6, Ki sadmos cheshbon umlal gefen sivma. The vineyards of Cheshbon are withered and the vines of Sibma. The death of the vineyards and the vines is both what happened to the fields and is a symbol for the death of the people. These cities had all been places that the Jewish people took from the Amori, which the Amori had taken from Moab. After Sancheirav exiled Reuven and Gad, Moab took back these lands, which would now be destroyed. The Navi speaks on behalf of Moab, Pasuk 9, Al Kain Efke Bivchi. Therefore, I will weep with weeping for all the cities of Moab. The destruction of the cities was made even more upsetting because of the timing of the attack. For upon your summer fruits and upon your harvest, the battle shout, Hadad, fell. Sancheirav invaded when the fields were full of produce. Instead of harvesting them, the food was trampled by the invading army and destroyed. This destruction changed the whole personality of Moab. In the past, people would be happy during harvest time, as it was a time of success and abundance. But now, Pasuk 10, V'nei Asaf Simcha V'Gil Min HaKarmel, and gladness and joy are taken away out of the fruitful field. There will be no more singing. The nation would have no more joy because they were exiled, and they do not feel a reason to celebrate. Nothing is growing. There is no food, no wine in their bottles, because the enemies destroyed everything during the battles. The Navi expresses strong emotions. Pasuk 11, Al Kain Me'ai Lemoav, Kakinor Yehemu. Therefore, my heart moans like a harp for Moab, Vikirbi Lekir Chares, and my inward parts for Kir Chares. The Radak says that Yeshayahu is speaking from the perspective of Moab. Other Mefarshim explain that once again the Navi is mourning the loss of human life and human potential. Moab in particular had a lot of potential to partner with the Jewish people to fulfill the mission of the world. Avraham took care of Lot, and Lot in kind was a faithful follower. Lot saw miracles and was saved from Sodom. Ruth married Boaz and was the mother of Mashiach. Moab borders Eretz Israel, and they are separated by the smallest of waterways. There was a hope that they could be allies, but Moab chose to be the worst of enemies. The destruction of this potential was a cause of great sadness for the Jewish people and the world. Moab will fight until finally it will be exhausted. Then they will decide, Pasuk 12, Uva el Mikdasho l'hispalel v'lo yuchal. They will come to their temple to pray, but it won't help them at all. They will not have changed, and neither will their future. This parak concludes, Pasuk 13, Zeh hadavar asher dibir Hashem al Moab me'az. This is the word that Hashem spoke about Moab in time past. The word me'az from the past is a strange word. It's pointing out that Moab had so much time to improve, but from the times of Avraham, they fought against accepting their role as the less important relative. In the end, their final destruction will be in the times of Nebuchadnezzar. The first conquest will be during the times of Sancheriv. It will be B'shalosh Shanim Kishnei Sachir, within 3 years as the years of hired help. Moab helped Sancheriv exile Yisrael and fight Yehuda for 3 years without receiving any money. As a punishment, they will be destroyed in 3 years' time by those same people. V'niklach kavod Moab b'chol ha-hamon harav. Moab's populations, with all its huge multitude and its tremendous wealth and savings, shall shrink. Only a remnant shall remain of no consequence. The Mishpatot Zahav tells us, based on Yirmiyahu 48, that though most of Moab was destroyed in these battles, there will be a few who will survive and will be present during the days to come in Yemos HaMashiach, in the days of Mashiach. At that time, Moab, Ammon, and Edom will submit to the Jewish people, finally fulfilling their mission to recognize Hashem. In this parak, we learned how Moab could have avoided being conquered by Sancheriv and how they chose to pursue vengeance instead. One lesson we can learn from this parak is how toxic jealousy and hatred are. Over the course of history, Moab had a choice to partner and support the Jewish people or fight them. At each turn, they chose to fight and hate the Jewish people and try to bring them down. Moab was resentful that they were indebted to the children of Avraham and did not want to be. This is a very common reaction and is human nature. People will feel awkward about owing another person for being kind, and so they will channel that awkwardness into resentment. Rabbi Yisachar Franz quotes Rabbi Rudiman Zatzal, who would quote the Chassam Sofer as saying, "I don't know why he dislikes me so much. I never did him a favor." Rav Rudiman himself would say, "I know that I did him a favor. I know that he will turn against me, but hopefully he will at least throw small stones and not big stones." We don't want to be like Moab. If someone does something nice to us or is more successful than us, we must learn to express gratitude quickly and often. The alternative is that gratitude will turn malignant, as it did with Moab. We don't want to fall into the negative character traits of arrogance and hatred, which will limit our own potential. We want to become like Rus, David, and Chizkiyahu, who focused on mishpat, justice, tzedek, righteousness, and chesed, loving kindness.
Thank you for learning together, Le'iloi Nishmas, Barbara Atlas, Bracha Bas Avraham. She was a beacon of light to all who knew her. Barbara's kindness and generosity had no bounds.